This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The deadline to get involved in the CRP program is later today, in about 3 hours. Agriculture producers and private landowners need to make an offer of acres or schedule an appointment to do so with their local USDA service center by Friday. The sign-up first opened in December and is available to producers and private landowners who are either offering acres for the first time or re-offering acres for another 10 to 15 years in the Farm Service Agency's conservation program. As long as you have an appointment scheduled, your CRP offer will be able to be completed in this general sign-up, even if the appointment is in the first few weeks of March. This is the first opportunity for general sign-up since 2016, and they want to be sure that interested producers and landowners take advantage of the popular conservation program. Farmers and ranchers who enroll land in the CRP program receive yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing a long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as an approved grass or tree, which are called covers. CRP currently has about 22 million acres enrolled, but the fiscal cap this year is 24.5 million acres. Other deadlines to be thinking about as well are ARC and PLC, and farmers and landowners have until March 16th to make those important risk management decisions. As Todd Gleason reports, depending on which federal safety net program coverage is used, there may be a secondary crop insurance option.
Those farms enrolled in PLC, the price loss coverage option, are open to SCO, or supplemental coverage option, under the crop insurance plans. If PLC, then SCO. Wheat producers are likely familiar with SCO. It's been around for a while. However, corn and soybean producers have not generally had the option to sign up for SCO, says Doug Yoder from Country Financial, because they have mostly used the ARC County Farm Safety Net.
This is extra crop insurance coverage. Crop insurance users can consider adding on top of their farm level coverage. It was first made available in the 2014 Farm Bill, and it's been reauthorized in the 2018 Farm Bill, and it's only available to those farms that select PLC starting in 2020 and beyond. Now, even though it's tied to your Farm Bill selection with FSA, it's still extra crop insurance, so you would buy it from your crop insurance agent if you do want it.
Well, SCO is county-level coverage and begins to make payments when county yields or revenue are 14% less than average.
Since this is county-based crop insurance coverage, it's going to operate very similarly to what we call Ag-Risk Protection, ARP, what used to be known as GRIP as far as county-based crop insurance use. However, there is no protection level or multiplier such as county-level policies do have. It's available for all counties in Illinois for corn, beans, and wheat, and it simply matches what you purchase. For example, if you buy revenue protection like most Illinois farmers do, that's farm-level revenue protection. If you add SCO on top of that, you'd be getting extra county-level revenue coverage. Kicks in at 86%, as I mentioned, matches your underlying protection, and it simply goes down to your level of protection.
Meaning those buying 85% crop insurance could buy 1% more coverage at the county level via SCO. If the underlying policy is 75%, then there would be an 11% SCO addendum to the policy. There is an expensive caveat here. Farmers signed up for ARC are not eligible for SCO coverage. What that means is pretty simple. Don't take SCO crop insurance on ARC farms. That is actually possible, and if it does happen, USDA will cancel the SCO plan and charge the farmer 60% of the original SCO premium. I'm Todd Gleason.
In other news on your Friday, fertilizer obviously is important for the nutrients they provide in the production of crops. However, their prices have been more volatile in the last 6 years than ever before. From 1960 through 2002, both fertilizer and crop prices received by farmers increased in tandem at a fairly modest rate. Between 2002 and 2008, annual fertilizer prices paid by farmers increased rapidly, generally at a much faster rate than the prices farmers were paid for their crops. Fertilizer prices also became more volatile over those 6 years. Fertilizer price increases through 2008 were largely driven by high energy prices and the record costs of natural gas, which is a basic input in producing nitrogen. In response to record fertilizer prices in 2008, Farmers reduced their use of fertilizers, contributing to a decline of 18% in fertilizer price through 2010. Fertilizer prices recovered, though, in 2012, driven by strong domestic demand for plant nutrients due to higher crop prices, before declining afterward. Since June of 2017, fertilizer prices and crop prices received have both trended upwards. And we'll have state and local ag news following this.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today, with personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
And we're back here on your Friday afternoon and in State Ag News. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. testified during Wednesday's U.S. House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee hearing. The hearing was held to discuss U.S.-China trade and competition, and in his testimony, Giebert explained the importance of trade to Illinois farmers, the impact of the trade war, and reasons for optimism.
The jury's still out to see where this all goes and how soon China can come into the marketplace in the United States and live up to the agreements that have been signed and put into effect just a week ago Friday.
In 2016, Illinois farmers exported $2.3 billion worth of soybeans almost exclusively to China. In the last 4 years, however, that number has steadily declined, and in 2019, roughly $800 million of soybeans were exported from Illinois. And across the state of Illinois, thousands of FFA members took part in FFA Week. They held school activities that focused on ag education and the impact that agriculture has on the Illinois economy. Republican State Representative Darren Bailey took time on the State House floor to recognize the work of the FFA.
As you've heard many times on this House floor, agriculture is the number one industry in Illinois, and ag education has a long, rich history in our state with many career opportunities in agriculture and horticulture. FFA provides a number of career and leadership training programs for our children and grandchildren, with over 70% of FFA graduating seniors going on to college.
More members of the FFA will be at the state capitol on Tuesday during Ag Legislative Day, where hundreds of students in blue jackets will fan out across the capitol, handing out baskets full of Illinois agriculture products. On to local ag news now here on your Friday. As you heard Sean mention in the Montgomery County News, Representative Rodney Davis of Taylorville announced today that the village of Schramm City will be receiving a $25,000 federal grant for the purchase of a new dump truck with a snowplow. The funding comes from the Community Facilities Direct Loans and Grants Program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The rural development investment will be used to purchase a 2019 Chevy dump truck with a snowplow. This will replace the current 1990 Ford that is no longer operable and is in need of extensive repairs that is no longer cost efficient to complete. The truck will be utilized to maintain the village property that will provide an essential community service to residents of Schramm City. Moving on now to the Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Illinois Extension will be offering a pop-up workshop in the weeks to come. Developing a pop-up shop is a low-cost way to start a business while testing product ideas and developing a customer base. The instructor, Pam Scalhorn, extension specialist in community and economic development, is an authority on the creative economy and has presented on the topic at both state and national levels. Currently, she is working in cities across the state that are interested in developing their own creative economy. The pop-up workshop will be held on Tuesday, March 10th, from 5:30 until 7 in the evening at the Montgomery County Extension Office, Hillsboro. There is no charge to attend, but registration is required so they can have ample seating. Registration can be completed online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office, Hillsboro, at 532-3941. Also coming up tonight, the Highland FFA chapter will be holding their FFA auction and chili supper. That will be held at the Highland High School Commons area again tonight at 6. Dinner will be served at 6:30, and the auction will be to follow. And then coming up on next Saturday, March 7th, the Highland FFA chapter will be holding a used oil drive at the Highland Junior High parking lot from 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 7th. It'll go to support Green for Life's initiative, and if you need more info on their used oil drive, you can contact the Highland High School Agriculture Department. And that'll conclude this edition of the Noon Farm Show. Reporting on this Friday, February 28th, this has been Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.